This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Ladies, gentlemen, people from the media, constituents, really appreciate you taking time out of your day to celebrate March 24th, 2025, which is the 125th anniversary of the oldest working fireboat in the world, Buffalo's fireboat, the Edward M. Cotter. In order to commemorate this celebration, we're going to do a number of things. But first, we're going to have Father Paul Sile from the Buffalo Fire Department chaplain give us a little blessing and bless the keg of today's Cotter Icebreaker IPA beer brewed for us today, special by Gene McCarthy's.
Thank you. Father Paul. Thanks. Good afternoon, everybody. And beer has a long history in civilization, even up to 2 or 3 centuries B.C. But beer and ale were perfected by the Catholic monks, especially in the Middle Ages, and especially during this time of Lent. It was so full of nutrients and everything that they fasted from food and would just drink heavy ale and a little bread every day. So, sounds good to me. Now, there is an official Catholic beer blessing which I'm going to use. It's very old and I can't do it in Latin, but I'm going to offer this prayer of the new Cotter Icebreaker IPA. Cotter Icebreaker IPA. God, our help in ages past, we ask you to bless, and the blessing calls this creature, like the beer is a living thing. So we ask you to bless this creature, this beer, which you've allowed us to produce out of your goodness from the fat of the grain, that it may be a salutary remedy to the human race, and grant to the invocation of your holy name that whoever drinks of this may gain health in body and peace in soul. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen.
Amen.
God bless you all.
God bless you. Father Paul, thank you very much. So we really want to thank Bill Metzger with his bar, Gene McCarthy, for presenting this Cotter beer today. And there's a lot of folks that we're going to have talk today, including we have Mayor Scanlon, who has a proclamation declaring today the anniversary, the 125th anniversary of the keel for the Edward M. Cotter being laid in New Jersey as Edward M. Cotter Day. Mayor Scanlon.
Thank you. You stole my thunder. No. It's good to see you, Larry.
Good to see you as well, sir.
Good afternoon, everyone. It's an honor to be here today as we celebrate an historic symbol of Buffalo's firefighting and maritime history. The Edward M. Cotter and its 125th anniversary. I want to recognize some of the people that are up here with us today. Buffalo Fire Commissioner William Rinaldo, Larry Cabato, the president of the Cotter Conservancy, Father Sile, Peg Overdorf, anyone who knows her, is the icebreaker of the Valley and the Ward, right?
Cheers, Peg.
It's an honor to be here this morning. You know, the Edward Cotter originally constructed in 1900. The boat was, as you mentioned, constructed in New Jersey and brought to Buffalo to combat and protect Buffalo's bustling waterfront during a great time of growth, industrial growth. So it's been instrumental in combating numerous fires along the waterfront, ice breaking, things of that nature. It's just been a long-standing symbol here in Buffalo, the Buffalo Fire Department. Recognized as the world's oldest active fireboat, the Edward Cotter was designated as a National Historic Landmark in 1996. The fireboat remains a beloved icon here in Buffalo, symbolizing our city's resilience and dedication to public safety. In recognition of its historic significance, I have a proclamation from my office. The people of Buffalo take great pride in this living piece of history, which continues to be a symbol of resilience, strength, and service to our great city. Now, therefore, be it resolved that I, Christopher P. Scanlon, Mayor of the City of Buffalo, on this occasion of its 125th anniversary, the City of Buffalo honors and celebrates the Edward M. Cotter for its century and a quarter of unwavering service, protecting our shores, assisting our firefighters, and preserving Buffalo's rich maritime history. I do hereby proclaim March 24th, 2025, as Edward M. Cotter Day in the City of Buffalo. To all those involved with the Cotter, Commissioner Larry, you and your team, everyone, I just want to thank you for your stewardship of this incredible vessel and everything it's meant to Buffalo for the last 125 years, and wish you many, many more years.
Thank you, Mayor Scanlon. We really appreciate your support. The city owns the boat, and we're doing our part. Everybody that in this whole community has really wrapped their arms around the Cotter, and we really thank them for that. The local businesses, our organizations like the Valley, we really have a great team behind us. Commissioner Ronaldo, Kyle Zappia is our chairman for the Edward M. Cotter, Cotter Fest in September 20th. It'll be 1 to 6 p.m. at Riverfest Park, also known as Pegs Park on Ohio Street, and we'll have food and beverages that are included. Price will be $30. There'll be bands, raffles, a lot of other fun activities planned for that day. So we look forward to everyone joining us for that day, and thank you all for attending today. Thank you very much.
You're very welcome.
Accept this on behalf of the Edward M. Cotter Conservancy. We appreciate your support. Any questions?
Yeah. As I understand, like a dollar from every sale of this pier goes towards.
That's correct. $1 from every Cotter IPA. Bill Metzger is donating $1 from every beer served to the Edward M. Cotter Conservancy for preservation and maintenance of the world's oldest fireboat, Buffalo's fireboat, the Edward M. Cotter.
How is its life?
Working boats can live for a long life as long as they're maintained. The Cotter has been refit from coal to oil to diesel and beyond. So we're looking to bring it into its next phase. And in order to do that, we're kicking off our capital campaign for the 125th anniversary today.
Larry, can you talk about what is needed to maintain this boat going forward?
Yes, Susan, we would like to get the boat into dry dock again to address some issues on the hull. We need to do some engine repairs. We need to do some water line maintenance and some electrical maintenance on the boat.
The estimated cost of all that?
Our first phase will be $3 million, and that's what we're looking to raise in this capital campaign.
Do you have a timeline for that? When you'd like to get it into dry dock?
Tomorrow would be great. But we need to do it along with the Cotter's service history. It's an icebreaker with firefighting capabilities, so we need to keep it available in the springtime for those duties. It's always available for fire suppression, and when the Cotter is not here, we're going to have to pay for those services. Literally, the icebreaking on the Buffalo River saves the communities all the way out to the South Towns millions of dollars in damages, potential damages from ice jam flooding, but it would also cost the city a lot of money to pay a private industry to do those things. So having the Cotter on board and part of the Buffalo Fire Department makes us a stronger and more well-equipped city for any of our challenges. Any other questions?
Did you point out the new captain?
No, I'm sorry, I didn't. Where is Captain Kick?
Right there.
Hide in the background. We have a new captain of the fireboat, Captain Mike Kick. He's right behind us. Captain, would you like to say anything or stop up? He's not a man for the cameras. So, congratulations, Captain Kick, on your appointment. It's like when you win the Indy 500, your name changes forever. So now Michael Kick will be one of the famous people in the Edward M. Cotter. We will not display his face on the trophy, but thank you, Captain Kick.
How's
the beer? The beer is very good.
It's really good.
Yeah, I encourage everybody, media included, stop inside and try a sample of the Edward M. Cotter beer. I'm allowing you all to drink today, even if you're on duty.
Well, is the beer only available today or is it available?
No, the beer will be available through the event on September 20th, Cotterfest, and at the event, Cotterfest. But it's available every day in glasses, growlers. I don't know if you're selling kegs, Bill.
Growlers.
Yeah. Okay. We have Bill Metzger is the owner of Gene McCarthy's Bar, and he is the mastermind behind all of this, and he's a very generous man. He's helped a lot of people in the neighborhood, including the Edward M. Cotter. So we thank Bill Metzger and his team for those efforts.
That's a head taster, I say. It's very good.
Love it.
Bill, would you go over to the microphone for
those different options that he just mentioned? McCarthy's is sole proprietor for Heaven's Beer.
Yes, correct. We, for half a dozen or more years, we actually have been running a we make a beer called the Cotter Red, and every year, a couple times a year, we put it on tap, and a dollar of that goes to it. It's a small amount compared to what has to be raised for this one, which is why we're stepping things up, because we're just a small brewery. But yeah, we've been doing it for quite a while, and we're honored to continue to do it. Well, it's part of this neighborhood, and I'm a relative rookie. I only moved here to 2007, and of course I had to find a local watering hole to go to drink beer, and that's how I became familiar with the neighborhood. And so it's close enough, and just a lot of the staff, the volunteer staff from the Cotter come here and drink and eat, so we kind of became friends that way. Our brewer and the former captain became big good friends through their loves of bourbon, but what it just seemed natural that we're this close to the river and to what goes on with that in our small way we felt it would be great to contribute.
Can you describe the IPA for
us? It's a West Coast IPA, meaning that it has a larger amount of bitterness and it's clarity. As you can see, it's a clear beer. The newer models are the hazy IPAs. This is a West Coast. They say that because they really started making them out in California, Oregon, and then they kind of took hold. The IPA style is based on an English version from many years ago when they would ship the beer around the Horn of Africa. And I think American microbrewers have done a great job in elevating the style to be what it is today, to the point where now if you go to England, you will see more American style beer. It used to be Europe kind of poo-pooed American beer, but now we've become, thanks to the microbrewing industry of which we're part of, we've become a bigger part of quality, good quality beer.
And you like it?
I like it. Yeah, I like IPAs.
Very good beer.
Yeah. Anything else?
Thank you.
Thanks.
Thank you very much. On behalf of the Edward M. Cotter Conservancy, I really appreciate your participation today. It means a lot to us. We need to have your support as we go through our 125th anniversary and capital campaign. Cheers.
I'm Jordan Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new unrivaled league, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.